Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Elizabeth. How can I help you?
Hi, Elizabeth. My name is Keandra. I'm calling from HomeDepot.com. I have a customer who has kind of just been waiting on her order. She's been told that it was coming out, but never received that item here. I was wondering if you can maybe give us some updated information. I know the last update that the customer did get, she said they weren't able to put the items in the truck there.
Okay, well, that's no problem. May I have the customer's telephone number?
Yes, the telephone number is 516-695-3911.
Thank you. Bear with me one moment to get that pulled up, please.
Okay.
It's still loading. Just bear with me one moment, please.
You're fine.
Okay, may I have a customer's first and last name and the address, please?
Otto Ordman, 29 Roof Court, Riverhead, New York, 11901.
Okay. Okay, and then we don't have an email on the account. Did you wish to add one to receive email notifications for the customer?
Yes, because I'm showing it has a Katie.
Yeah, we have like a do not reply email. Let me go ahead and I can get
that's
it.
That's strange.
Yeah, we okay. can update it. Okay, and what email address do you have on file?
So the email address I have is Katie Order without the R. So O-R-D-E, Katie O-R-D-E, man, M-A-N-N, at Gmail.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Let's see. Okay, stating that this is unattended, what's going on with this order? Looks like it was previously on another ticket, though. Let me pull up the old ticket.
Okay. And while you're doing that, I'm going to just speak with the customer and let her know that I do have a representative online just to bear with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Elizabeth, I am back.
Okay. So it's stating that order not ready / picked. So why is it saying the order isn't ready? Let me see.
And the thing is, like, the customer, and I feel bad for her because the customer's been saying that, oh, it's coming this day. It never came. They told her it was going to come another day. It never came. And they told her it was going to come last night. It never came.
So yeah, and like, it's showing that it's scheduled. It was scheduled for yesterday. Hold on. Yeah, yesterday was Thursday. So it's showing it was scheduled yesterday. It was given a route and everything. It was given a route and a route time. And then it was removed from the route, and it stated that the order not ready / picked. So that I'm unsure of, but then in a new order, they already have this scheduled for Monday the 4th.
That's what she said. That was the last update that she had. She said that they moved it to Monday the 4th, but the reason why she's calling is because she's like, you know, is they going to reschedule it again, or I'm
right,
like, ma'am,
I mean,
I would have to reach
we don't
out
even
to them
know.
And see. Yeah,
and
that's why I
showed
her. I was like, ma'am,
mulch.
Everything that's going on right now, I can't promise you if they will change it or not, especially when someone's already been had three different delivery dates. You can't say, oh, yeah, I promise this one, you know.
Right.
This delivery date
because
is
at that
work.
Point, we don't
so,
know. We don't know if these items are available. Like, we don't know the status
more.
Of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks like this is just mulch. There's like 40 bags of mulch. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
And, I mean, it's taking them, I mean... I wonder what store it's coming from.
Like, and that's what I had told her. I was, it's coming from store Riverhead, the Riverhead store location, store 1222. I'm not sure if you see it that way, but yeah, it would be the Riverhead store. And I told her I would have to get her on the line with them, but I mean,
it is just in our sense, it's basically with us is that means that we're getting these items from this store to deliver them to the customer. And in that sense, if this store does not have them, then we can't deliver what they don't have. So I would say it needs to be confirmed with the store whether all 40 bags of this mulch, or if she can even just do a partial order for the time being until they receive, you know. Because I know 40 bags
right,
is a lot, and everybody
have.
Is doing gardening right now. Everybody is doing
gardening,
something with their
exactly.
home. I mean, I was just in Home Depot and Lowe's the other day, and I mean, they are just in their, I mean, everything. If they're making
yeah.
stuff. And so, I mean, that's kind of everybody's hobby right now. So there's no telling if they have those items in that store. So I don't know, maybe that they had to get them from another store just to make sure they had them for her order, because that is a lot of mulch. That is quite a bit of mulch.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So
I would
so
confirm
you see
it.
May 4th.
Yeah, May 4th, it's rescheduled. It's ready for scheduling. She hasn't been routed yet, and that's just because they don't route Monday orders until Sunday evening. So, or Saturdays. It just really depends. So she's going to receive a call with the time frame window letting her know, and then the day of her delivery, she'll receive a call about 30 minutes before. But I would confirm it with that store whether they have the items, because that's why she keeps being rescheduled on our end. It's because it's something with that store. Either the store doesn't have them, they've had to get them from another store, or, I mean, I'm really not 100% sure, but this is something that'll be picked up from them. And if we don't have it, we can't deliver it. So I would just check in with that store and see if they actually have the items. That way we can avoid the confusion for her.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I was going to do. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and reach over to the store, because I don't want her to go to the store. I know that when the customers kind of call, it's a little different from when we call. So I'll go ahead and reach out to the store. Thank you so much for your time, Elizabeth, and you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That'd be it.
All right. Thank you for calling XPO. You have a good day as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.